Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about this. It's exciting to see how all of a sudden it's like the eyes are opened up and people are seeing the significance of Christians and Christ in America. Dr. Oz is having them on the program, and they're beginning to talk about, you know, we talk about gratitude all the time. And it changes your mind. I remember I was teaching. As a matter of fact, we have an abiding plan for you. And this abiding plan, so, you know, most people want to hang out and abide with God, but they just need a simple plan to do that. And we have one for you, and it starts with exactly what they were talking about in Dr. Oz, with gratitude. It's free. You can request it. You go to iabide.org. Request it. It comes through your email right away. But well, I remember when I was talking about gratitude, when I was sharing that God's presence just filled the Dream Center where we were at, and you could just feel God just saying, that's all I want you to do is just be grateful. Well, we're such a blessed country. Yeah, yeah. God just embraced us, and we talked about just showing gratitude, and every day imagine just writing down something about gratitude, you know, being grateful to the Lord, and you can get it at iabide.org. So listen to this. Mark Barnett, now his wife is
Roma Downey.
Yeah, she was the one that played in Touched by an Angel. Mm-hmm. She did a program called Answered Prayer. But he also is the one that did the Bible series.
Yes.
You know, Mark Burnett did the Bible series, and we know that came on. It was talking about different aspects of telling the story, and even I think they filmed it in Morocco. But he also is the one that founded the show Survivor, which seems like a crazy program. It's like, why would you want to? Isn't that life in general? And so, but he had this idea for a program called The Apprentice. And guess what? Mm-hmm. That's where he actually meets one of his mentors through a book format. And he's the one that introduces all these stories leading up to this, the National Prayer Breakfast, where the very first National Prayer Breakfast with President Donald Trump being in office happens. And it is Mark Burnett, the one who does the Bible series, who openly just talks about how he loves the Lord, and that he's the one introducing President Donald Trump. So the one that they worked together in developing this apprentice program, or apprentice show, The Apprentice, and now here they are, the whole ultimate apprentice challenge is to be able to turn a country around. So this is the National Prayer Breakfast. This is Mark Burnett. Let's see what's taking place.
Good morning, everybody. Chaplain Black, you know how much Roma and I love you. We love being with you. That was one of the most impassioned keynotes I've ever heard in my life. I know everybody in here right now feels refreshed in Jesus. Mr. President, senators, congressmen, Your Majesty, King Abdullah, honored guests, I'm so grateful to be back here at my favorite event of the year, the National Prayer Breakfast. It's wonderful, and last year, we were so blessed to give the keynote ourselves, myself and my beautiful angel wife, Roma Downey. Most of you in this room know us from the Bible series, of course, but it started a lot longer than that. In the late 80s, I was sitting on Venice Beach selling T-shirts, wondering how to get going in America and could I start a real business. I came across a book, The Art of the Deal. That book really, really inspired me. Really got me going and thinking, you know what? America is the kind of place you can get a start and start a business. And I just wondered, I wonder if I'm ever going to be in the presence or even set eyes on the guy that wrote this book. That worked out. It got me going in business. I started a little show called Survivor. It took the country by storm, and after a few years, I was producing the finale of Survivor, and I decided I'd take it into the real jungle, New York City. I needed a great backdrop, the Manhattan skyline, a lot of it built by the man who wrote The Art of the Deal, Donald Trump. I found a skating rink, the Trump Wallman skating rink, right in Central Park with the backdrop of that Manhattan skyline. My guys made a deal with Mr. Trump, and we got to build 5,000 seats of bleachers right there in the Central Park to do this finale of Survivor. I'd still never met Mr. Trump, but as I got on stage that day with 5 minutes to go live on CBS to get the crowd going and to have good energy with live TV, I spied, sitting right in the front row, Mr. Donald Trump. My dream had come true, really. That book, The Art of the Deal, had got me going, and now I'm in the presence of the man himself, Donald Trump. The show went off great, and afterwards, he waited behind and came and found me, shook my hand, gave me his private office number and said, "You know what? I like you. Call me. Let's do something one day." Cut to 6 months later, I'm in the Amazon jungle making Survivor number 6. Everything surrounding you there can kill you. The alligators, the anacondas, the ants, even the plants. And I've been away from home about 6 months, and it really settled in when I made a satellite phone call home to my son. He said, "Daddy, you've been gone a long time. I forgot what you look like." I realized I had to try and get a job back in an American city. I've got to come up with something. What can I do after Survivor? I thought, I know. A show that can inspire about business. It's a job interview, but not with made-up resumes, with real tasks. But I need someone really dynamic to be the headliner and run this show. Someone who's inspiring, someone who's not afraid. I need a real winner. You know, he'd give me his number. So I decided, I wasn't completely sure how I was going to make the show. And I thought, I'm going to go to New York. I'll be there for about 10 days. I'll get my head straight. And I'm going to get an appointment to go and see him. So coming in the car from JFK, I called that number, expecting to set an appointment. I got through to Norma Fodera, your assistant at the time, and she put me straight through. And all I wanted was an appointment. And now I'm speaking to Donald Trump. I really thought for a moment of hanging the phone up. But I knew he knew it was me, and it'd be really weak. So I said, "I'm just calling for an appointment to see you." He said, "What about?" I said, "Well, you remember you mentioned about doing a show? I've got a great idea." "Where are you?" "On the way from JFK." He said, "Great. You'll be here in half an hour. You know where Trump Tower is. I'll be waiting. See you then." Click. I really thought of calling back to say, no, I'm not ready. But I thought, you know what? This is just, I've got to go for it. I went straight up, and I'm sitting in Mr. Trump's office in Trump Tower. He said, "A lot of people have pitched me reality show ideas. They're silly. They want to see me combing my hair, living in my apartment. There's nothing smart about that. But this idea, The Apprentice, this could be really good to inspire lots of young Americans to get into business, to see how business really works. You know what? I love this. I want to do this." Go next door to Norma. Get on the phone with my agent. I said, "Agent? Aren't you a real estate mogul?" He said, I know. I've got an agent. Get on the phone with the agent and just work out the deal. I was so excited. I went next door. Norma was excited too. Called the agent, really full of energy. And he said, "You're kidding, right? You went and saw my client, Mr. Trump, without my permission?" I said, "Yeah, well, I wasn't going to come in. I was going to set an appointment." He said, "Save it." He said, "You can't do that. You got to tell me the idea right now to approve it." I said, "He just said yes." He said, "I don't care." I went through the whole idea again on the telephone Which is one thing that Mr. Trump had always said in the art of the deal, try and always do things face to face. But now on the telephone, I told the guy, I thought I did a great job. I was waiting for him and he said, I hate it. It's never going to work. This apprentice thing will not work. And I'm going to tell Mr. Trump he will not do the apprentice. I was so dejected. I had to walk back in and he said, come in. Hey, how'd it go? Well, Mr. Trump, I got bad news. I said, what do you mean? The agent said he hated the idea. It was a terrible idea. He's not going to allow you to make it. Mr. Trump stood up from behind his desk. He walked around and said, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't I just give you my word? Didn't I say we were making this? We are going to make it. We're going to make a deal right now, just you and me. He said, and by the way, Norma, get in touch with the agent and tell him you're fired. You know, that began 14 years of a relationship building a highly successful global television franchise. A relationship where we have never had a single bad word between us. Everything that comes up in business, we just deal face to face. No lawyers, no accountants. Deal with it straightforwardly. It's been one of the greatest relationships of my life. And today, I'm so grateful to be here before you to introduce to you the 45th president of the United States of America, my friend, Donald J. Trump.
Isn't that so interesting when you hear how things come about and see what's coming? Listen, right after this break, you're going to hear President Trump speak at the National Prayer Breakfast. The introduction is not for nothing. But I want to tell you this, that you never know what your destiny is when you change your mindset. You notice that he was going to just set up an appointment, but all of a sudden he read this book and he realized this is how Donald Trump thinks. And he's like, it's going to look weak. And he went ahead and went through it, and he just did what he knew was right to do, and they created probably the most significant popular programs and around.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.